Welcome to the Learning English Podcasts, produced by the Hellenic American Union. Lisa and Denise have just taken their seats in a restaurant. Listen to their conversation and answer the question that follows about the main idea.
Finally, we're here. Can you believe we had to make reservations a month in advance?
Of course, this is the new hotspot in town.
I've got to say, the ambience is fantastic. Let's hope the food lives up to its reputation. Have you decided what you're going to have?
No, not yet. Everything sounds so yummy. What about you?
You know me. I always stick to what I know.
Don't tell me. Bacon and eggs.
Ha ha, very funny. No, actually, I thought I'd be a little more daring this time. I'm going for the filet mignon.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Good evening. Are you ready to order?
Sure. I'll have the ribeye, medium rare.
I'll have the filet mignon with the sauce and a glass of red wine for each of us.
How's your dish?
The sauce is a little rich. Other than that, very tasty. How's yours?
Nothing to write home about. Actually, it's a bit undercooked for my taste.
You said you wanted it medium rare.
I do like the wine, though.
Yes, it's got a sort of subtle fruity taste. I like it.
Should we indulge in a nice creamy or chocolatey dessert?
As much as I'd like to, I'm still trying to get rid of the extra weight I gained over the holidays.
Give me the check, please. It's my treat.
No way. You paid last time.
All right, be cool. I know how to settle this. Let's go Dutch.
Sounds fair.
Now answer the following question. What is the relationship between Lisa and Denise? They are good friends. Now listen again to the dialogue in parts. After each part, there will be 3 to 4 questions on some details. Part 1.
Finally, we're here. Can you believe we had to make reservations a month in advance?
Of course, this is the new hotspot in town.
I've got to say, the ambience is fantastic. Let's hope the food lives up to its reputation. Have you decided what you're going to have?
No, not yet. Everything sounds so yummy. What about you?
You know me. I always stick to what I know.
Don't tell me. Bacon and eggs.
Ha ha, very funny. No, actually, I thought I'd be a little more daring this time. I'm going for the filet mignon.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Good evening. Are you ready to order?
Sure. I'll have the ribeye, medium rare.
I'll have the filet mignon with the sauce and a glass of red wine for each of us.
Now get ready to answer some questions. One. Lisa says,
"Of course, this is the new hotspot in town."
What do we mean when we refer to a place as a hotspot? A hotspot is a popular restaurant or club in a town or city where many people go. 2. Denise says,
"Let's hope the food lives up to its reputation."
What does she mean? When something lives up to its reputation, it's as good as people say it is. 3. Lisa says,
"Everything sounds so yummy."
What does she mean? Yummy is an informal expression for delicious. 4. Denise says,
"Actually, I thought I'd be a little more daring this time."
What kind of person is daring? A daring person takes chances and often does things which are risky. Now listen to the second part of the dialogue. Part 2.
How's your dish?
The sauce is a little rich. Other than that, very tasty. How's yours?
Nothing to write home about. Actually, it's a bit undercooked for my taste.
You said you wanted it medium rare.
I do like the wine, though.
Yes, it's got a sort of subtle fruity taste. I like it.
Should we indulge in a nice creamy or chocolatey dessert?
As much as I'd like to, I'm still trying to get rid of the extra weight I gained over the holidays.
Give me the check, please. It's my treat.
No way. You paid last time.
All right, be cool. I know how to settle this. Let's go Dutch.
Sounds fair.
Now get ready to answer some questions. One. Denise says her dish is...
Nothing to write home about.
What does she mean? We use this expression when we want to say that there is nothing special about something. It's just ordinary. Two. Denise says...
Should we indulge in a nice creamy or chocolatey dessert?
What does indulge in mean? To allow yourself the pleasure of doing something, even though it might be bad for you. 3. Denise says,
Give me the check, please. It's my treat.
What does she mean? She'll pay for both of them. 4. Denise says,
Let's go Dutch.
What does she mean? They will each pay for their own share. Please visit our site at www.hau.gr to find the transcripts, explanations, and activities.